And I will let you know in a second. And then we'll start up. Nothing yet. We're getting there. There we are. Siege of the Day, 47. We got a couple of people in the audience, James, already. And we're starting just a little bit early, 45 seconds early, just to make sure we're there. And as you can see, I am still out in Hollywood. And it's a nice day here. You know, it's sunny. And, you know, people are enjoying the weather. It's good to be in California. It's such a beautiful state. And
the land of fruits and nuts. Yeah.
That's good. Oh, yeah, it is. It used to be so beautiful. I was stationed here. I went to boot camp in San Diego and stationed there afterwards for one of the schools. And just a gorgeous state. I mean, never could have predicted that it would have devolved to the point that it has. I think all of this stuff, none of us could have ever predicted this stuff.
I mean, wouldn't have wanted to anyhow.
Yeah.
But I had a first cousin on my dad's side. The whole family came out, 1978 for a visit. The guy was a chemist at UCLA. Mm-hmm. So no dummy. But he said, yes, if California were to secede from the Union and become its own country, it would be like number 5 in the world economically.
Yeah. Yeah. One statistic that always stood out to me decades ago, I heard it, was that California is basically the size of Japan. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if it was similar populations or more of a population than Japan.
Well, I think Japan had about 100 million.
Okay.
So they were somewhere behind that.
Yes, they would have had to be. Yeah. Let me just take a look. Japan population, about 125 million. And California, 40 million. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think they're about the same size, though, area. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. California compared, if I could spell, that would be good, compared to Japan. California and Japan are geographically comparable in size, with Japan being slightly smaller. However, Japan's population is significantly higher than California, leading to a much higher population density. While California has a larger land area, Japan's more diverse landscape with multiple islands can make it appear larger on a map. So, yeah.
Well, I guess California makes up with it with a diverse population.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be, as we've heard, and as we know, it used to be almost all white, like the rest of the country, which is what we all lament about. And of course, the liberals, you know, wring their hands in glee about the destruction of the white race. Okay.
Well, on a happy note, that's a happy note. On another happy note, boy, I tell you, man, the war is on here in Colorado. These fucking judges, you know, are trying to block these deportations. They're going all out. There's supposed to be a big judgment coming handed down any minute now. Maybe it's already happened. I don't know.
Ah.
About a couple of goddamn Venezuelans. Naturally, they got some shithook attorneys going to bat for them in front of the Supreme Court here in this state as to whether or not that 1700s law can be used against them.
Right.
And we'll see which way these bastards go. But I tell you, Trump's got something on his hands. He's going to have, of course, you send all these goddamn judges to El Salvador. That's what you do.
Or to the volcano.
Or to the volcano, but get rid of their asses.
Get rid of their asses, yeah.
Because this is just open defiance.
Absolutely. Out of control. Completely out of control. Yeah, we'll see if we'll find something out, at least the status of it. Let's say hello to the chat, James. Yes. Klasha says, good morning.
Good morning.
/ shameless wise ass. Good day, gents. Right on time as usual. Yes, we're a little early, Shameless. And let's see who else. Straight out of Swampton is here. / guten Abend. Guten Abend.
Abend? Evening?
Yes. Let's see.
Where's this guy out on the other side of the world?
No, he's on the East Coast, so it's the afternoon there.
Okay.
Maybe he's talking to someone else in another place. Another time zone. Johnny Sunshine is here. Thomas Dwyer is here. Greetings. Klasha says, my parents, bless their hearts, moved us out of California in 1981 because it was already a brown shithole then. Wow. See, I was there in 80, and, you know, I didn't have a vehicle or anything, but, you know, hanging out with my Navy buddies and taking the bus up to La Jolla and other places, Malibu and stuff like that. I mean, it looked, you know, from what we saw, it was just beautiful. But when you're 19 and, you know, 20 and you're just a kid, I guess everything is like that, you know, especially when a lot of these kids, including myself, never flew on a plane or, you know, went anywhere, you know, outside of like automobile striking distance. All right. So let's take a look, James, see if we have something here with Colorado. Let's go through the news. Might as well start her up right away. And let's see, we'll start at the bottom. Okay, so you heard about that old Pope Meister.
Pope,
right?
Francis expressed the wish he wanted to be laid. It's a little late for that.
Some demons.
No, I'll tell you, I'm going to hold back on the Catholic jokes because I'm sure we got good Catholic friends and supporters out there. I even have one here who is not devastated with grief or anything like that, but they did just get off of Lent, 40 days without meat or alcohol.
Wow.
40, and it beats the hell out of me, but they did it.
Wow. Yes, I don't know if I could do that. Is fish meat too? Does that count as meat?
Depends on where you're coming from.
Okay, right. Well, he was a communist, a Latin American communist. So we do know that. All right. White House response reports is looking to replace Hegseth amid a second Signal chat leak. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you know that young babe that they have as their press connection?
Yeah.
She knows how to handle him. And Hegseth himself got on. I've seen this on my network news. This is more bullshit coming from the media. There's nothing touchy or sensitive at all being discussed. But number one, how the hell did they know about it? And number two, why in the hell did they blow it like that? That shit, the girl said, that's a crime by itself.
Do you think Trump wants to get rid of him?
No. Trump is very adamant about, you know, more bullshit. He said, this is getting old. They need to come up with something new. And it was actually on the White House lawn during an Easter egg hunt or something.
Right.
They're standing there and the little kids are hanging out. Yeah, it's all garbage, you know, and this is what they're trying to do, but it ain't working here.
Right. Yeah, I haven't been paying attention to that story, so thank you for filling us in. There is Vance and his wife and kids. Meeting with the Indian Prime Minister. Seems like a nice guy. Playing with kids. All right, let's see what we got here. Nancy Mace, who's a ultra mega Jew lover, she says that clown that we talked about last show should be required to return every tax dollar spent on his trip to El Salvador.
Yeah, sure. No, actually, he needs to go to El Salvador and not come back.
Live with them in that prison and see what it's like. Right?
Yeah. I don't think he'd last very long.
No. Democrat Representative Maxine Dexter. Never heard of this one.
Now she's talking. Will not leave until that fucking...
She's serving her constituents pretty good, huh?
Yeah, get the fuck out. I know. Say, get the fuck out.
Let's see what this creature's saying.
But it is Congresswoman Maxine Dexter here, coming to you from El Salvador. I flew here last night with three of my colleagues to demand that Kiomara Ortega Garcia be released. He is being held in violation of a Supreme Court order expressly telling the Trump administration to effectuate and facilitate his coming home. That is being ignored. This is not just a threat to all people in the United States who could be illegally abducted, detained, and transported internationally against their will. But it is a fact that our president does not recognize the branches of government and the balances of power. This is what we all have been calling a constitutional crisis, yet it is more severe than anything we've seen. We cannot stay silent. We must stay loud. I am here because I refuse to wait for something to happen. We are here to release Kiomara Ortega Garcia.
Yeah, well.
Congresswoman Maxine Dexter here, coming to you from El Salvador.
Oh, shut right. up, bitch.
Yeah, well, fuck her, man. We'll see how this plays out. I'm loving it. I'm laughing at it. Let her stay there.
Oh, that would be great. You're right.
Fuck her. She is going to wait.
Exactly.
Fuck her.
Let's find out about this creature.
Bastard.
I know. Let's find out about this creature, shall we? Never heard of this bitch. All right. Maxine Elizabeth Dexter, born in 72, a physician and politician, Oregon. Oh, God.
Yeah, right. Oh, that place is it's so sad. You talk about beautiful, beautiful countryside and everything, just full of these dirty sons of bitches.
Unbelievable. She just got in there this year. So the district includes most of Portland, east of the Willamette River. And let's see. She was in the Oregon House. And, May 24, she won the primary after facing fellow Portland Democrat Jayapal.
Yeah.
Shushila Jayapal.
Yeah.
Wow. So she's gone. She ousted her. Okay. She grew up in Washington. And let's see. There's probably not much about her. She ran to succeed Mitch Greenlick.
Yeah.
You know what that means. But go ahead. You were going to say something. I cut you off.
Is she one of those? No, wait a minute. The Brett Kavanaugh thing where he was supposed to have sexually assaulted somebody?
Well, she was inspired to run because of that.
Oh, because of that, yeah. Well, she's wishing she could be sexually assaulted.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, God. Oh, no, that's not going to happen. Nobody's going to sexually assault her. Sorry.
How can such a beautiful countryside produce shit like that?
It's a mystery. It really is. Let's see what she's got here. She wants to pass legislation expanding access to health care and improving air quality. Hey. Those are her leading priorities.
Oh, man, we all love to breathe. Yeah, she's my girl.
She traveled El Salvador this month to try to help this scumbag. All right, let's see what else. She supports a transition to single-payer healthcare system. She also supports greater protections for employees, reducing greenhouse gas emissions. What a stupid. Increased money for public housing and stricter gun control. She opposes efforts to condition
yeah.
USAID to Israel.
Right, just keep it full flood.
Exactly. So she lives in Northwest Portland with her husband and two children.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Sick son of a bitches.
Sick. Just, you know what? They actually believe this shit.
They believe that shit.
Yes, they do. They're fucking retarded. You can just, as we've talked about it before, you can just look in their eyes and you can see they're brain damaged.
Where would these same people have been? What would they have been doing or thinking 100 years ago?
Exactly.
You really wonder. And it's got to be so much due to the media, to the education system, and some people are just weak. Some people are just susceptible. Exactly. Too many are.
Obviously, way too many. Way too many. There's no way that the country could unite. Jew lover gnome. Her bag was stolen at a D.C. restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Containing $3,000. What the Holy fuck are you traveling shit. With? What do you need $3,000 in cash?
That's right.
God, to bribe someone? Mercy. Department of Education, are they still around? We'll begin collecting.
For a short time.
Yeah, I thought they were gone. Begin collecting student loans from over 5 million borrowers in default. All right. Oh, there she is. El Salvador rejects House Democrats' request to meet with Garcia. That president is cool.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he is. I think he and Trump have a gentleman's agreement going on, which is fine.
I agree. Trump to meet with CEOs of Walmart, Target, Lowe's, and Home Depot at the White House today. That was yesterday. That's the Queen of Norway. Queen Sonia of Norway has been hospitalized due to breathing problems. That sucks. All right. Dems land in El Salvador. Representative Maxwell Frost explains that the Garcia meeting request has been denied because they're not there in official capacity.
That crazy for that one son of a bitch. One son of a bitch.
Well, they're doing it, obviously, to get points against Trump. It's not working. Starting May 7, Americans and permanent residents will need a real ID to pass through airport security or enter federal government buildings, according to CBS.
Yeah, well, that leaves me out.
Yeah. They gave it to me it's on the driver's license. So I've got one, but not that I'm going to fly anywhere. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to submit to that bullshit. Bring religion back. Religion keeps you together. Such a beautiful thing, says Trump.
Yeah, as long as it's not something phony baloney
right.
like what we have here.
Exactly. Saudi fighter jets escorted Indian Prime Minister Modi's plane as it entered Saudi airspace en route to Jeddah. Oh, that's actually moving. Yeah. Holy shit, man. There's nothing in the news. I mean, how about that?
Well, I guess the big deal was the Pope died, but big deal. I hate to say it. I can't help it.
Yeah, he's a fucking communist. Who gives a shit? All right, let's get to the chat here. Klasha says, that was the year I got jumped by a pack of cholas for being white, really.
A bunch of Mexicans?
Yeah, holy shit.
Where did this occur?
California, I guess.
In California.
In 81.
Right. Yep.
All right, let's see. Elizabeth, good morning, gentlemen. Kind of bummed that I had to pay $5 to get here, no warning. Straight as Swampton says, what are you talking about? FTJ Pro is $5 a month or $50 a year, but to watch is $0. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get that.
There's no charge.
At all.
And there never will be. Johnny Sunshine, she should stay in El Salvador forever.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Disappear down there. That would be easy.
Just enjoy the prison, senorita.
Yeah, enjoy that prison. Oh, yes. Baby, because they would enjoy you.
Right. Please come in. I don't know, James. You got to look at that. You saw that mug.
Well, if you've been locked up for any
Yeah, that's true. Time. That's true.
Right. As Rockwell said in his autobiography, you've been in the South Pacific for months on end. Even the gooks with pointed teeth start to look good.
Yeah. That's true. Right? Exactly. Straight out of Swamp, it says, Dexter looks like a dude. Yes. Absolutely. Klaxon SS says, upon her return to the USA, she should be arrested for direct interference with official U.S. foreign policy and collaborating with terrorists.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope Trump's people are looking at this.
Yep.
It's just like the young babe there that represents the White House to the media said, what these bastards are doing involving Hegseth is itself criminal.
Yeah.
So they ought to go after the bastards.
I agree. I hope they do. I don't know.
Throw them in prison.
What are they waiting for?
I mean, what are they fucking waiting? Oh, man, I'd be. Well, you know what I would do.
I know. We would have fun. Johnny Sunshine says, Dexter looks like a Jewess.
Yeah, got the attitude of a Jewess.
Yes. Lisa from Germany, guten Abend. Good evening.
Abend.
Gentlemen duo, James and Dave, straight out of Swampton, Klosh, Elizabeth, Thomas Dwyer, Shameless Wiseass. All righty then. We've got Huntress here.
Good. Hello.
And Spy Hunter. Now, Huntress and Spy Hunter, I heard a bit of the show. They were on with Flood yesterday. And thank you, Huntress, for your very kind words. That was toward the end of the show. Thank you.
And if it's true, and why would you lie about it, that 1966 was your year, that was the year I joined the movement.
Ah.
So I'm a little older than you are.
And when was that? What month?
In December of 66.
Ah, so she was born in November, so it was after she was born.
I'll be damned.
Yep, and there's
no
an image.
No Jews, no problem. Boy, why like that? Another otter. Yeah. Oh, yes. I love that. Yes. I love it.
Yes. Of course, otters are anti-Semitic, as we know.
Of course they are.
Yes.
That's a great image.
Isn't it? All right, let's go here. And Johnny Sunshine put a link. Granny, remember in the good old days. Let's see what this is about. Let's see if we could bring that up. All right, Granny. Let's see what Granny has to say.
Miss, nochmal neu. Mach nochmal neu. Frau Koch, letzter Versuch.
I had seen something identical to this some years ago. Another old lady.
Right.
Not this one. Another one. Doing the same thing.
Yes. That's great.
They remember the good old days.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've met some, you know, decades ago. I've met folks around in Italy and Germany and nothing but fond memories of Hitler and Mussolini. All right. Thank you for that, Johnny. Ethno-nationalist is here. All right. And put an image here. It's a cute little, you're going to like this, James. You are going to like this.
Oh, that's nice. I love that. That looks like our guy.
Yeah, that's why I said.
Probably that age.
Yes.
That is precious.
Yes, cute.
Cute black and tan fantasy.
Nice.
That's a beautiful picture.
Yes, it is. Thank you for that. Ethno-nationalist. Spy Hunter, I used to love Otter Pops popsicles as a kid. And Straight Out of Swampton says, Huntress is 9 days older than me. That means Straight Out of Swampton was born 11-2066. November.
Hey, that was a great year. I don't care. It was a great year. And I suppose this happens to most of us when we get a little bit older. You got more behind you than you have ahead of you. And I'll tell you, man, I revisit those times. The 66, 67, and 68 for me. Oh, look there. How? Yeah.
Go ahead. You were saying 66.
Yeah. I'll tell you, magic was in the air. Magic was just in the air. You know, new love, as John says in Revelation, you got to take everything like it's a new love. Don't let it get cold on you. And my God, you know, and Jesus' ministry was 3 years. Manson and the family, they were 3 years. And 66, 67, 68 for me, 3 years. Wow. I revisit it often. But isn't that a glorious image right there?
Yes, it's true, too. They know exactly what they're doing. So 109 countries, geez, they almost have them all covered. They need another 80 or so, 70 or 80. And they've got it. They got a full house.
Yep. They come from a different source.
Yes.
Think a different way.
Yes.
They're alien.
Correct.
They're alien.
Correct. All right. Let's go here. And I wanted to look at this. I don't know if that was this week or last week. Let me just see here. If I could. Where is it? There you are. Okay. Yes, they are alien. That is correct. Okay. Top photos of the week by AP's photojournalists.
Hey, there you go.
There's a bunch of Thai boys having fun.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going after Hamas. They got Hamas. There.
That's their excuse. That's their cover story.
Yeah.
It's just genocide.
Of course. And that's a body of a man recovered from rubble in his house after the kikes struck the house this month.
Had word that there was a Hamas in there somewhere.
Oh yeah. Well, they don't care about that.
They don't care. So it's just a bullshit story.
Kill as many as possible. Afghan, they destroyed that country too. Thanks, kikes. Speaking of kikes, there's that motherfucker.
Yeah, there's that one. Oh, look at that. Looks like straight out of the Russian Revolution.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you know where he celebrated his honeymoon, right?
No.
Soviet Union.
In the Soviet Union, right.
No joke. Well, that's a Russian New York Jew right there.
Sure it is, sure it is.
Yep, that's what that is. He pretends he's from Vermont. And there's that president of El Salvador. Those guys met. You were talking about him earlier. They all look.
You know, I don't know what this guy, that guy down there in El Salvador, is all about. He might be a dictator. I'm waiting for them to call him that. But Rockwell always said it doesn't matter if a guy's a dictator or not, as long as he's our dictator. And that's exactly the way I look at it.
Yeah, he's doing smart stuff. He's keeping. You know, the residents safe away from the criminals. There's the Philippines. This is.
Oh, that's how lovely that is.
Czech Republic.
Oh, man.
Some event there.
Oh, man.
Yes. All right. And these ladies, they celebrated after the UK Supreme Court ruled that a woman is someone born biologically female, excluding transgender people from the legal definition in a long-running dispute between the feminist group and the Scottish government.
So I guess that's good news. But doesn't Scotland, or didn't Scotland have a non-white prime minister, representative, head of state, something?
Probably. I know Ireland did.
Wasn't even fucking Scottish.
Yep. Yep. That's the plan. There's Trump dolls in Marienburg, Germany. Steinbach Volkskunst, Nutcracker Factory.
Well, I guess it has to be something pro-Trump.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. And there's Trumpster with his friend Elon Musk and Musk's kid. I don't know if this is... I guess that's the kid's name. X-A-E. Look at that.
That's crazy.
I have no idea how to pronounce that or what it means, but I don't know if I'd name my kid that.
No, not hardly.
Quite the burden.
Yeah.
There's a stupid festival in California. That's a Ukrainian rescue worker after a Russian missile strike. They're casting ballots in Ecuador. Look at all those white hands and arms. And that is Barcelona.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Germany. That's in Dortmund, Germany. So the soccer match against Barcelona. Look at
that. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, you know, I guess they got to have their sports. You know, I don't go for sports. Never did.
But, I don't either.
I'm the odd man out. I realize that.
Same here, buddy. All right. And Santiago, Chile. They're steaming a hat. Wonderful. Here's some sort of a festival in Spain. The Holy Week procession. All right. And there's some sort of a... where that's in D.C.,
no.
So that is a congregant of something, some sort of church.
Yeah.
And there's an African in Nigeria mourning the death of a family member following an attack by gunmen.
Yeah, well, you know, no good news ever comes out of Africa.
No.
Not ever.
No. This libtard was protesting Marjorie Taylor Greene's town hall meeting, and he was removed.
Oh, there was a half a dozen or more yanked out of there.
Exactly.
Now, what do we have here? Something sad.
Well, let's see. Stray dog rests on life jackets, once used to ferry migrants after they crossed the Darien Gap on their way north to the U.S.
Yeah.
This is in Panama.
Well, is that animal injured? It looks like he is.
He doesn't look good.
Maybe not.
He doesn't look good. You can see the ribs.
Yeah.
And the look on his face is not particularly healthy.
Oh, that gets to me.
Yep.
I don't even care about human beings.
Right.
I worry about the animals. Hey, here we go. Speaking of non-human beings.
Exactly. This is interesting because you see the caption here. A child, that little Jew right there, is transported on a dolly in the Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem for Passover. Look at how filthy it is. Look at how these Jews live, these filthy Jews, right? They don't clean.
Yeah.
Oh, they probably get the goyim to clean for them. Yeah, these creatures, this is the problem. You know that, are you familiar with that wire that these kikes put up around their neighborhoods?
I think I've heard of it.
I think the entire island of Manhattan is wired.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Seriously. And that's Palm Sunday, so the week before Easter. He didn't look too good. He was on a ventilator anyway, so.
I told our friend, you know, weeks ago when his condition dropped off, I said, well, just look at the look on his face.
Exactly.
He's not long for this world.
No, no.
And at 88, what the hell, you know, what can you expect?
Exactly. So these people are in Spain, and they're watching a Holy Week procession. And this guy, I guess, sunk some putt. Who cares? There's a gaucho being thrown off a horse in Uruguay. Ouch.
Yeah.
This lady, Ksenia Karolina, or Ksenia Karolina, a dual U.S.-Russian national, is embraced by her fiancé, professional boxer Chris Van Heerden, at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, after she was released by Moscow in a prisoner swap.
Well, okay, white couple. All right.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I thought. So that's kind of good news. There you go. Let's go check out the chat. See what they're chatting about. Okay. There's some German from Lisa. Latin, maybe. Prosit, German. Alftin, Erwul. Prosit or Prost, English, here's to you.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Huntress says 66ers are rare. The lowest birth rate year, thanks to birth control.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. You're so right. And who was it? Loretta Lynn, the queen of country music, had a hit record at about that same time, talking about the pill, glorifying the pill. Oh, yeah. I remember that. I was disgusted by it even at the time.
Yeah. Fucking kikes. Strata Swampton, 100%. And termite mind control. Yep, of course. Of course. Klasha, do you think the kikes are going to bomb the shit out of all the oceans because there are sharks under all that water?
What the hell?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Let us. Johnny Sunshine gave an interview with Bob Larson. Let's see how long it is. I'm just curious. Oh, the thing's just spinning. It's not moving. That's weird. Sometimes that happens on BitChute. Okay. Klaxon SS, April 19th, 2025, was the 250th anniversary of the Shot Heard Round the World. Holy shit.
What was that, Lexington Concord?
Right. Yeah, not a word about it on major media.
Yeah, they'd rather talk about that fucker in El Salvador.
Right. Instead, we got Bill Clinton giving a speech on the anniversary of the OKC bombing, which also happened on April 19, in the year 95. Also, the Waco, Texas standoff with Branch Davidians came to a tragic end on April 19 in 93. Both the latter events were under the communist regime of Clinton. Yeah, shit. I should have known that.
Very true.
250th anniversary. And they don't give a shit.
No, they don't give a damn.
Motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
I use the Minuteman.
Yes.
The image from Lexington Concord in that very first meme of mine.
Yeah. Yes.
Quoting Hitler. And you would have thought it was Jefferson, right?
Yes.
Anyway, you reprinted it in the book.
Yes. Let's just take a look real quick. Battles of Lexington and Concord. Fucking assholes. Fucking assholes. Should have known this. I'm pissed. Because today's the 22nd, right?
Yeah.
Fuck. Look at that. Battles of Lexington and Concord, first major military campaign in the American Revolutionary War, resulting in an American victory and outpouring of militia support for the anti-British cause. Battles were fought on April 19, 1775 in Middlesex County in the colonial era province of Massachusetts Bay. They marked the outbreak of armed conflict between Great Britain and Patriot militias from America's 13 colonies 250 years ago. Are you sure they didn't mention it at all?
I never got a word of it. Not a whisper.
And you watched the Jews meeting. There was nothing.
I watch every flaming day. Yes.
Hold on a second. 250th anniversary of American Revolution. Let's see. Oh yeah, they did. They did talk about it.
Boy, not that I caught.
No, not prominently, but here it's online, as you can see. Let me bring that up real quick. Make it bigger. So 250 years after the start of the revolution. Oh, a divided America battles. No kings. Protesters across country march against Trump, Musk. New York Times. Trump's American History Revolution. Boston.com. It's the 250th anniversary. So, yeah, you're right. All they're doing is they're using it to attack Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Unbelievable. I just want to see this. Boston.com. Okay, here. Motherfucking communist kikes. Okay. Both towns held numerous events in honor of the United States semi-quincentennial. Wow. Nothing. Fucking crickets.
Yeah. We've got a thing coming up soon on, I guess, CBS. I'm thinking CBS, major network, about the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon, right? And the effective end of the Vietnam War. And a lot of former vets, all of them about my age, went over there. Very friendly, I suppose. You know, I saw one today hugging a female who had been with the Viet Cong, and she was covered with medals and shit. And the guy simply said, well, they were doing their job and we were doing ours. Boy, no lessons learned.
No. That's probably, I guess, the main factor in why we never get anywhere. Because nobody learns.
And yeah. Number one, they weren't motivated. Unlike the guys in the Second World War, they were falsely motivated.
Right.
But they were motivated.
Yes.
The media was behind them. Everybody was behind them on the basis of that terrible lie. And none of them have woken up.
No.
To this day, they're almost all dead now, but they never did wake up.
No. Fast asleep. Yes. Thank you, Straight Out of Swampton. The name of that wire is spelled E-R-U-V, Eruv, however the fuck you say it in Jew. Kikes think a wire will hide them from God. 100% psychos. Yeah, they're fucked up.
Yeah, that I think that line of thought will ultimately do them in.
It's just fucking creatures. Let's look at this 12-second video from Lisa. All right. Oh. See what this is all about.
Very good.
He's a little confused. All right, doggy. All right. Thank you for that, Lisa. Johnny Sunshine. I think that Pope was a Jew.
He was a might as well be Jew.
Straight out of Swampton, Jesuits are Jews. Jesuits were never supposed to be Pope. Okay, Elizabeth, I've been thinking this from the beginning. Do you think that there are crypto Jew in our audience? Joker is here, O/.
You never know, but who cares?
Exactly. Klaxon SS, Johnny Sunshine, Pope Francis was a Jew-suit.
A Jew-suit.
Yeah. Klasha, Dave, didn't you? Oh, there you go. We'll wait until that thing goes away.
But while we're waiting, you know damn well the enemy monitors all of these broadcasts. You know damn well.
Of course. Absolutely. Of course.
Now, whether they kick in on them or try to participate, that's another matter. I tend to doubt that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, when the ADL wrote about me, that was because they were monitoring some broadcasts I did. So, yeah, of course. Klasha, Dave, didn't you see the Jew that got eaten by a shark? No, I didn't. Can you tell us about it?
Sounds like the basis of a good joke.
Yeah, I'd like to see a Jew getting eaten by a shark. Okay, let's see what we got here. This is from Crystal Knight. You know, remember that movie we talked about, They Live, where they put on the sunglasses?
Yes. Oh, boy, there you go. There you go, what I see. What most people see, what I see. Exactly. Very good. There's the truth right there.
Yes. Yes. Communist. Communist fuckwad. All right. Let's go back here. Elizabeth, I greatly admire the invention of the birth control pill.
Well, for non-whites.
Well, yes, but she says, I'm the youngest of four children that my alcoholic Irish parents recklessly produced. I was raised by a lecherous stepfather. Not good.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. But what was it I started saying some years ago? This business on Earth, this is not a personality contest. It's a biological experiment. And sometimes that can be not pretty.
I agree. 100%. All right. Here is an image. And this is brought to us by Crystal Knight.
Oh, and boy. Here we go. Oh, my God. Have mercy.
Yeah. He doesn't look too happy there.
No.
No. Yeah. That's too bad. Pampered, powdered Pope. He lived a very comfortable life.
Well, I'll tell you a story about the drunk who one day staggered into the Catholic Church, staggered on into the confessional booth, slammed the door behind himself. Priest on the other side saw this, went over, got into the other side of the booth, sitting there waiting for the guy to say something. And he waited for a few minutes, and the guy wasn't saying anything, so the priest rapped on the side of the interior, right? And the guy on the other side just said, "Hey, buddy, there's no use knocking. There's no paper on this side either."
Disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. "In It for Love" says, "Was no sound on Bloodlines." Damn. Oh, you should have told him. You should have told him. "In It for Love." All right. Another image by Crystal Knight. Let's check it out.
Yeah, there you go. I got a look on his face there. He could just about believe it, too.
Nasty. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's, you know, amazing. My dad, and I got this from my dad, he always went to the Goodwill. One Goodwill in town, it was a treasure trove, literally. And you never knew what he was going to come home with. One time he came home with a menorah. About like that, you know, solid bronze. I'm sure he got it for that reason. And my mother saw it and about hit the ceiling. She hit the ceiling. Yeah. I don't know what happened to that thing, but it disappeared.
She probably threw it out.
Probably threw it out.
Yeah. Get that out of my house. All right. Klaxon SS says, August, talking to Elizabeth. "In your defense, I think you turned out pretty great. You're here with us and doing your part to end Jewish power."
Is that true? Is that to you or is that to me?
No, that's to Elizabeth about that she agrees
exactly.
With.
Hey, you know, I could tell you stories that could even bring a tear to your eye, but hell, it all went into the making of.
Exactly. And here's the shark attack from Klasha. This wasn't any old Jew. This was an Israeli Jew. I hate it when that happens. Let's take a look.
يا وردي يا وردي راح الزلمه كله دم راح الزلمه الله معه السلام عليكم ولو سمعته بالعبراني بيحكي كريش كريش يا الله
well I don't know man I've seen worse. In fact, I didn't think I was seeing much there at all.
I think I saw it looked like a couple of sharks and some blood.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, well, hey.
Yeah.
Big deal. Huh?
Yes. Yes. It happened. And it happens. And you were in the water at the wrong time. And... And they found the shark, actually. Klasha put a picture here of the shark. They found the shark who did it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see. I love that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. They got even. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes.
Man, that's some nice work right there.
Yes. Yes, they got themselves a Jew. All right. Let's go here and here and here. And we got a bunch of images. Stratus Swamp says, "I have a feeling that shark would have spit the dirty kike out." Probably did. Okay. Johnny Sunshine, today is remembrance of Pat Tillman.
Name is familiar.
That's that. Football player who became, you know, after 9/11, he joined the military. And I think he got shot by his own crew because he was trying to actually do something good. I don't know much about the guy, but that's about it. Let's see, a couple of more images. Let's check this out. It's image day today.
God, he's losing his hat there, his yarmulke.
Right. The yarmulke. And yes, that video, Johnny, of the interview, the Mason interview by Bob Larson, is an hour and 20 minutes. So we'll keep that for one of our longer shows.
Well, that good news I mentioned a few shows back.
Yes.
Has to do with our old website coming back up.
Yes.
We got the, I want to get the nomenclature just right here, the domain name nailed down on April 20th. And it's Under Siege. Under Siege. Dot something.
I like it.
We'll announce it. But all this stuff, including that entire interview, is there. And it might be there in archive even now to go see. So I don't think it's hard to find. But it was a romp. It was a ton of fun. I'll promise you that.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. Okay, let's see what we got here. All righty then. And yeah, you know, Eli, you know, you have his book.
Right.
That's The Great Impersonation. Eli had quadruple heart surgery.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he's doing good. He's
excellent. Congratulations.
He's one of those Vietnam guys, so he's back in action. Just a hell of a nice guy. Okay. Having trouble getting to AP News. It's showing me forbidden, which I don't know why. But here's another. This was the week before I wanted to take a look at it. So let's take a look. This was the week in pictures. The week before. All righty then. And they're agonizing over the stock market going down. Oh, and there they're going after Trump. Oh, look at those retards. Look
they're
at the
all
faces.
White. They're all white.
All white. Of course.
Sick sons of bitches.
Sick.
Oh, we had them here. Oh, yes, we had them here.
Yes.
Just about a block and a half away.
Yep.
And the speaker, of course, I didn't go over there, but I could hear him, you know, loud and clear. And, that's a communist-trained speaker for sure. And then the thing was breaking up, and some of them are walking by. You know, we don't want a king. We don't want a dictator. And I just said, young people, pretty good-looking people, you know, I just said, hey, you know, next time, tell them, don't jack the sound system so high. It just distorts. That's all I had to say.
Yeah, I mean, look at this retard on the right.
You can just Oh, yeah, she's rabid.
Look, there's something wrong with these motherfuckers.
Yeah, she's a rabid dog.
Yeah, look at that one. Fuck. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, they're sick. There's Trumpster reading the New York Post. It's a bunch of cars. In Yokohama, I've been to Yokohama. Beautiful town.
Did you run into Yokohama Mama?
No, I didn't. I was disappointed.
Were you Hilo Hattie?
No one. Japan was boring. It was pretty, but it was boring. Another demonstration against Trump. Thank you. And there's something that exploded. The roof collapsed at a nightclub in Dominican Republic. And there's a lady going down her street in Kentucky. Kentucky River overflowed. And there's more. We looked at this. No, maybe we didn't.
No, I don't recall.
No, that was with Dukester. I showed it on the show with Dukester because we were talking about that. And we rarely show or share screen with stuff. But there are two Ukrainians.
Yep, murdered.
Murdered.
It doesn't get sadder than that, unless there's a child involved.
Well, these, 15 and 15 years old.
Yeah.
And both of them were 15.
Ain't going to be no family there.
I mean, that right there is just, that's enough of a reason to, you know, go to the diplomacy table.
But except fucking, you know, hey, fucking Putin is no good, man. He's not on the level. He's a liar, but he's not a good liar, and he ain't on the level. I think, and I'm just stating it now, so you're marking my words, I think the son of a bitch is going to go down this year.
Anything's possible. Yeah, anything's possible.
I think he's going to go down one way or another.
He could. Yeah, and the Jews are doing their darndest there to starve these people in the Gaza Strip. They're begging for food. Yep. Bolivian police. You see that right there?
What the hell have we got here? Oh, cow horns. I see. That's a brutal goddamn business.
Yeah. Terrific. Tower of the Kremlin and St. Basil's Cathedral after a snowfall in Moscow, April 7. She's taking a selfie. That's one of those meat-eating plants.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Drosera madagascariensis on display at a carnivorous plant exhibit in Bogota, Colombia. That's in India. That is a carpet weaving machine. And you would think that was Washington, D.C., right?
Cherry blossoms, but it isn't.
It isn't. Let's see where it's at. Well, there's a white woman. So it's not the United States.
Is it Japan?
No, there's a white woman there. So
yeah, that's nice. That's great.
That's a clue.
Well, it ain't Africa.
There you go.
Germany, Bonn. Beautiful. I love it.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
There we go. That could be Colorado, but is it? Nope, it's the Italian Alps.
And the dog is named Ira. It's a Jewish dog. There you go. That's cute. Who cares?
Yep, who cares?
I don't get this picture. Unless he's farting and he lit it. Look at this.
Yeah, right.
Introduced before a baseball game.
Wow. Well,
I don't know. What's up with the fire?
It's a hell of an introduction.
Yeah, I don't know. Who cares?
Yes.
Who cares? Oh, wow, and by the way, that's a woman, by the way.
Yeah, I kind of thought so, but...
Yeah,
not my kind of woman, though.
That's a woman. How about that? Wow, why is this not working here? That's a woman. How is that a woman?
Yeah, how is that a woman?
Yeah. My God. And let's see who these people are. Oh, they're protesting against the president in Argentina. And there's the Orthodox Christian monk walking on his monastery in the Aegean Sea on the island of Amorgos, Greece. Not a bad view.
Yeah, kind of nice, really. There we go. What is this?
Bucharest, Romania. And that's the golf. That's the golf game. Who cares? It's, you know, it's the Masters, you know, Augusta National. Who cares? Never did get that whole thing about golf, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay, we did that. All right. Let's go to the chat. And we got a long Lisa post. Let's read it. Jews promote Satanism, Luciferianism. On Easter Monday morning, the subversive Freemasonic Talmudic Satanist Jewish imposter playing the role of the head of the Catholic Church died 88 years old. On Easter Sunday, he last gave the traditional Urbi et Orbi blessing to the city of Rome and the whole world. There was no blessing coming from a Luciferian Satanist, a liar, a deceiver, a false Luciferian, one world religion teacher, actually a hater of Jesus Christ and Christians. On visiting Israel, he went to the Wailing Wall and left his prayer to Lucifer, Satan, Molech, Baal, Baphomet, whatever name they use for the evil they serve. The Jesuit Bergoglio served the synagogue of Satan. The God of the Jews is Lucifer, Satan. Freemasonic propaganda praises him for serving the poorest ones, the outcasts, i.e. the cultural Marxist, LGBTQ, P plus perverts. The blinded ones cannot see through the Luciferian deception. There is the strictest segregation between heaven and hell. No human right of access for those serving demons.
That says it real well.
All right. That's a good one, Josh. That's that lady who, I'll show you. That lady who went nuts on the plane. She started, I don't know if you remember, it was last year, I think. She went nuts on this plane ride, screaming at some guy in the back of the plane, or, you know, that motherfucker is not real.
Oh my.
You know, and she eventually apologized and tried to explain it away, but she was like a regular person.
Tripped out, huh?
She snapped. I mean,
wow.
And so people were thinking, watching the video, that, you know, maybe she did see something, or maybe there was somebody there that she noticed, and maybe there was cause for being concerned, but I don't know.
We don't know what is in the future, but I suspect, you know, different people have different breaking points.
Yes.
Or points of waking up, to look at it another way, and they won't all go at the same time. Some will go earlier than others, and she could be an example of that.
Yes, yes. Exactly. And here's this story that I've saved from last week, I think, about that. There's questions about whether or not that Bezos rocket was real or not. And here's what I saved back when it happened. Let's take a look. Blue Origin blunder. Conspiracy theorists seize on Blue Origin door gaffe and claim it's definitive proof that Katy Perry's mission was fake. So Bezos, you know, the Amazon queer, he opened the hatch with a specialized tool to greet the all-female crew. However, footage from just minutes earlier clearly shows the capsule door being open from the inside before being hastily shut. Internet dwelling conspiracy theorists have seized on this strange moment, hailing it as definitive proof the mission was faked. While there is little doubt the Blue Origin rocket reached space, it shows just how tightly choreographed the staged event was supposed to be. So,
well,
I don't know. I don't know. Let's take a look at the video.
Her mouth, but really her heart.
And is that Jeff Bezos out there right by the capsule? Kind of hard to see.
Here goes Jeff Bezos to open the hatch.
Oh.
She didn't really close it again. Come on out, guys. This is your baby.
Where are my babies?
They're over here. Go see them.
Where? Oh, I have to go right there. Okay.
Katie!
Woo! Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw.
Well, they admitted that they made it into space for a few minutes, which is pretty ridiculous. But then that whole thing with the door and Jeff Bezos, that was staged. That was a moment he wanted for himself. They could have come out of there on their own, clearly.
Right.
But
right.
He wanted to be the star of the show.
Yes. So, I don't know, but it's kind of, I guess, odd, the door opening the way, you know, that it did, right?
Yeah, well, they missed their cue or something along that line.
I mean, you would think if you're going up into space, there's that pressure, obviously, the pressure could push the door open. You would think the door wouldn't open that. I don't know. It just I'm not an astronaut. So
it's not like underwater. There should be really no pressure in space, unless it would be an outward pressure.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems weird that it's like the gas chamber door. You know, similar to that, right? I mean, just the way that it's. Nothing, and you're supposedly in space. Josh sent a video. He said, "Watch my video on it." So let's take a look here. All right. I don't know. Who the hell knows, right?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Truth Seeker here. Just wanted you to see how fake this Jeff Bezos Blue Origin really is. You got to see this.
Blue Origin flight to space has so many conspiracies. Jeff Bezos is seen here opening up the door with a special device because it can only be opened from the outside and with the special tool. But literally moments before that, this happened. Inside, and the woman ran to the door and closed it as soon as possible, but everything was captured by the live feeds. So what is actually going on?
I think we know exactly what is going on. It's just all fake.
All the dicks are polished, sir.
Probably needs just a couple more dick rotors. Maybe a dick wheel or two. And, oh, do we have to fill it up with some dicks?
Yes, we got a full tank of dicks.
Full tank. Good, good, good.
7, 6, 5, 4. Command engine start. 2, 1.
Oh, my God.
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar. What is it, son? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard. Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
Pecker!
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft. Complete with two balls!
What is that? That looks just like an enormous...
Wang! Pay attention.
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson!
Yes, sir?
Get on the horn to British intelligence and let them know about this.
Oh, sir, he got away in that rocket that looks like a huge...
Penis! The male reproductive organ, also known as tallywhacker, schlong, or...
Wiener? Any of you kids want another wiener?
Dad, what's that?
I don't know, son, but it's got great big...
Nuts! Hot, salty nuts! Who wants some, Lord Almighty?
That looks just like my husband's.
One-eyed monster! Step right up and see the one-eyed monster!
Hey, what's that? It looks like a big...
Woody! Woody Harrelson? Can I have your autograph?
Sure, no problem. Oh, my Lord. Look at that thing.
So big.
I've seen bigger. That's
just a little prick.
Josh, did you put that thing together?
That's
or was that from
good.
Somewhere else? Yeah. Let's see what he says. Klaxon SS says, was it an anti-Semitic great white shark? I hope not. We whites have enough problems with these Jews. Yeah. Hopefully it was. Ugh. Okay. Let's see. We got a lot of images. Josh, Ukraine is just forced to fight a war none of the people ever wanted to do. Josh, blame Zelensky, not Putin. Anybody else buffering, says Shameless Wise. As my internet seems okay. No buffering here. I haven't seen it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Good shape here.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Colin says with Starlink, fine. Cool. All right. Okay, I did that. Golf is awesome, says Stratus Swantum. Golf is the whitest of whiteness. Yes, what about Tiger Woods? I'll tell you why I don't play golf anymore. I played it, and the first time I played it, I was young, but I was on some kind of executive course with my buddy and his dad. He took us there and I got a hole in one.
Wow.
Yeah. It was amazing. And, of course you're just pure luck, but you know, you could see the ball, you know, rolling and literally you could see it going in. And the dad was not happy. So.
Well, it's precision. It's precision. It's I don't know. It's many things. It's a white sport, as you say.
Yeah.
But I was never any kind of sportsman. I would no way in hell have the patience for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this other business about Bezos and all that, you know, reminded me of the guy that had five dicks. And people, one guy asked him one time, well, how do your underwear fit? And he said, like a glove.
That's good. That's a good one. That is a good one. Claxon says, Josh, I blame the U.S. for war in Ukraine. Constant meddling in foreign countries has to end. Trump's hands are not clean either in the Ukraine conflict, first and second terms specifically. Josh, it is a NATO-U.S. funded war. We start most proxies. Ethno-nationalist says, my ex account suspended. Don't know what I done. You're a white man or a woman. That's what you done. All right. EU, Colin Denzel says, EU was founded through Israel. The EU has interests in the Ukrainian land, also for food supply. The EU has no resources like oil or metals, but Ukraine has them. Oh, look at this, James. This is from Shameless. And this is what Alberta, Canada looks like. This morning, I'm going to show you.
Wow. Well, that's beautiful. It is. No question.
Yep. We had our snow here in January, the day after the inauguration.
We certainly had it here, too.
You think it's done for you guys?
They say don't relax until the middle of May, Mother's Day.
Damn.
Around here, yeah. Talking about, materialistic motivations for this, that, and the other thing, our people have fulfilled about all the prophecies made for them. We're just about at the end of all that. And the sorrowful thing is our people always do what they do on the basis of money or greed or something. They always do that. And the only time it didn't happen was in the case of Hitler.
Right.
He had good motives, motives of necessity. You know, he didn't want that war. It was forced upon him. But the stuff before that, the union with Austria, the Sudetenland and Memel and all that, but the rest of it was forced on him. But generally, we do what we do out of greed. That's what drives us. But nonetheless, we did and we do exactly what was prophesized. There's nothing new.
Yep. Yep. Estrella Swamp to put up an image of the I guess the amount of how you can measure the pressure in space. Perfect vacuum, zero, theoretically impossible. Outer space, about 10 TOR, T-O-R-R. Not familiar with that. All right. And Joker says, apparently there's a book called How to Quit Golf.
How to quit.
Yeah. I did. Okay. Shameless wise ass. Oh, this is a joke. Count suspended. X suspends accounts that violate the Jewish rules. Right, exactly. That's exactly right. Let's check in on our good buddy Luigi.
Right.
See how he's doing. Oh, no. First, let's check on our really good buddy, Carmelo.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that motherfucker. Let's check in on that motherfucker. Let's see how much money this fuck is conned at a dumb whites. Okay. Let me see if that's accurate. Yeah. As you can see, James, it's slowed down a lot. And I think the reason is because the Anthony family has used the money to rent a beautiful home, which of course they never would be able to afford if this piece of shit did not.
So they're frauds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, a thought occurred to me, and I could kick my own ass that it didn't hit me immediately. If they would charge that dirty little bastard as an adult, and they're doing this all the time.
All the time.
He could be sentenced to life or even death.
Of course. Of course.
It'd be a simple matter.
Absolutely.
And
great
they
point.
They do it in cases nowhere near as heinous as this one.
Exactly. 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 Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, you ape. Go fuck yourself. Let's check out Luigi. Let's see what Luigi's doing. It's hard to look at that fucking ape. All right. Where's our boy Luigi? That's who we're looking for. Luigi, where the hell are you? This isn't right. You can't be that far away. Huh. Hmm. Well, you know what? There he is. Okay. Holy shit. Wait till you see this.
Well, it's kind of an old picture, but.
Well, look at the amount.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. He's going to hit a million. Oh, no. He's way above a million and a half.
No.
That's the goal.
They had to raise the goal because
they're about to exceed that.
They're going to breach a mil.
Oh, that's marvelous.
So, and let's see. 2 minutes ago, Free Luigi. 2 minutes ago, the way this innocent man is being treated by a corrupt system is appalling. $200 11 minutes ago.
Wow.
Free Luigi. I mean, this doesn't stop.
Well, let's hope it doesn't stop.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. Look at this. An hour ago, they took our vote and our trust just to sentence people to death. I can't wait for the 2028 elections. Yeah, you're going to vote your way out of it.
Yeah, but what comes next, huh? What comes next?
Right.
Don't kid yourself.
That's right. Well, let's see if we got any updates. No, nothing. Shit. Well, there you go. Luigi is on his way to a million and then 1.5 million.
God bless him anyway.
Yes. Obviously, you need money to get justice. There's a book written in like 1934 that detailed just that. Okay, let's take a look here at what's happening in the world, according to British intelligence. And we got that. And we got that. Okay, who cares? Growth forecasts for most countries cut. Because of tariffs. All right. Yeah, who cares? All right. Wall Street bounces back. Who cares? All right. They used yesterday Trump having some negative words about the chairman of the Federal Reserve to sell the market off. Now, all of a sudden, they're not worried about that. So I'm saying it's all bullshit. Trump looking at cutting U.S. drug prices to international levels. Oh, they're not going to like that. How Trump waged war on his perceived foes, in his first 100 days.
He's got a long way to go on that.
Oh, God. He hasn't done shit, really. All right. Bergoglio's body is going to lay in state before his Saturday funeral. Terrific. All right. Africans root for first black pope in modern history.
And it could happen. Brace yourself.
Yep.
It could happen.
Yep.
There's a nigger in the front rank of the front runners for the... Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. And a chink also.
Trump approval rating dips. Many wary of his wielding of power, poll finds. Oh, yes. That well,
the word, last
lot.
Word I got in the last 48 hours was he's still at 47% approval rating.
Yeah, let's see. Should the president obey court orders he disagrees with? All adults, 83% say yes. 13% say no. Republicans, 73% say yes. Demon rats, 96% say yes. Yeah, well, guess what? If the fucking colonists 250 years ago did what the British wanted...
Yeah, we'd be nowhere today.
Exactly. Judge skeptical Trump's Venezuela deportation notices comply. Who gives a fuck? U.S. Supreme Court to weigh objections to elementary school LGBT. Why is it even there? Throw those fucking freaks out. Look at that there. I guess that's a coca.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looks like when you break that sucker open. All right, let's see what else is going on. Fuck, really nothing. It's unbelievable. I remember seeing that guy. They had him in a story like last year. Yeah, because he worked in the mine, I guess. Poor bastard. Oh, isn't that nice of them? Look, they're bombing them into the rubble now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So they step up the Gaza strikes. Yeah. Polio vaccination halted by blockade. They're such nice. They're such nice organisms. Look, they live underground.
Yep. Well, I keep saying you could be looking at Germany right there in 44, 45, and even 46 into 47.
Yep.
Before rebuilding was even permitted.
Yeah, I know. The rubble, some of the rubble lasted for decades before they cleaned it up.
Completely cleaned up until some point in the 1980s.
Yes, exactly. Yep, that's good, Jews. Good job. Good job, Jews. Yes. Oh, many Canadian snowbirds in the U.S. looking to pack up and fly north for good. They want to leave the United States. They're mad. Let's see if they're mad at Trump. All right, let's see. Is that coming through okay?
Yeah.
So that is downtown Miami, which is not even America, if you've ever been there. It's literally like a foreign country. It's tough to find a person speaking English there. Canadians selling U.S. homes. They're so fucking stupid. I mean, if you got a home and you like it, why are you even paying attention to Trump? Is that going to make the home better or worse?
Well, that says a lot about the masses of people.
Exactly. Mass psychosis.
And the media that yanks them around.
Exactly. Look at this bullshit. No offense, shameless wise ass or anyone else from Canada. Canadians selling U.S. homes due to strained relations under Trump. Honey, our home value has gone up 400% in the last 10 years. But Trump is really getting me mad. It's projected to go up another 400%, but I want to sell. How about you? Fucking idiots. Real estate agents report increased listings of Canadian-owned homes in Florida, Arizona. Political tensions, economic factors driving Canadian exodus. So a number of Canadian snowbirds plan to sell their second homes in sunny Florida, Arizona, has surged this spring. Many of them put off by the sudden chill that has blanketed relations between their homeland and the U.S. Real estate agents say they're seeing more Canadians cashing out, further softening property prices in warm weather states that have long attracted retirees and tourists from cold and snowy Canada. Canadians spent close to $6 billion on U.S. real estate from April 23 to March 24, making up 13% of all foreign transactions, more than any other nationality, according to data from the National Association of Realtors. Nearly half the homes purchased by Canadians were for vacation purposes, with Florida, Arizona, and Hawaii ranking as the top markets. Three states I've lived in. Isn't that funny? Last week, Tracy and Dale McMullen sold their vacation home in Buckeye, Arizona, property they owned for 5 years. The Alberta residents, there you go, shameless, who usually spend 4 to 5 months in Arizona a year, said they are not planning to come back. Trump bad. But honey, I love Arizona. Trump bad. We decided to sell the property after the current POTUS took office, said Dale, referring to U.S. President Donald Trump. It was time to leave. We felt we could not trust what he might do next to us as individuals and to our country. We no longer felt welcome nor safe.
And what are they, white Canadians?
Of course. Canadians are feeling stung because the Jews media is telling them that.
Sure.
By the actions and words of the Trump administration. See, that's a, I mean, if you just look at that partial sentence, right? They don't say some Canadians. They don't say a tiny percentage of
they
Canadians.
All Canadians.
All the motherfuckers. Which has imposed steep trade tariffs on its northern neighbor. In other words, neighbor. That's their neighbor, but he's still fucking them with tariffs. Threatening Canada's export. Nothing he could do is good. It all sucks. Trump's repeated suggestion that Canada should become a U.S. state and his derogatory references to now former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as governor have annoyed Canadians and offended their national. Again, have annoyed a very minuscule percentage of Canadians. Nope. It's annoyed Canadians and offended their national pride. As a result, many Canadians are boycotting U.S.-made goods, such as bourbon and produce, and canceling trips to U.S. destinations. Canadian return flights from the U.S. fell 13.5% in March from a year earlier. Canadian resident return trips by automobile fell about 32%. Lori Levine, a realtor in Arizona who helped the McMullens with their sale, told British intelligence Reuters that he currently has 18 listings. I guess Lori is a guy?
Well, I wouldn't think so. That doesn't strike me as a guy.
No.
Strikes me as a Jew.
Exactly. Well, it says maybe they left off the S. 18 listings from Canadians looking to sell compared with the usual 2 to 4 per quarter. Let's just look it up. Lori Levine, a realtor in Arizona. Let's see. Just for the fuck of it. Get to know Lori Levine. I'm a dual citizen, resident real. Let's look at this. It is a guy. Holy shit.
I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
Yeah, look at this. It's a fucking guy. Who the fuck is named Lori as a man? What is wrong with you, dude?
Yeah, there he is.
Well, he got fucked. Lori Levine, dual citizen, resident realtor, proudly providing award-winning service to fellow Merkins and Canucks in my two beautiful cities, Phoenix, Arizona, and Calgary, Alberta. Yeah. Let's see. Let's get back to that other article about the snowbirds. Okay, here it is. Trade friction and current weakness of the Canadian dollar are also contributing to the pullback, Levine said. Canadians are also feeling Canadians again, James. They're also feeling picked on, with U.S. border agents enforcing stricter rules on entering. That's their job. They're supposed to do that.
Of course it is.
With no border, you don't have a country. Beginning this month, Trump administration is requiring all foreigners, 14 or older, to register and submit fingerprints if they stay beyond 30 days. Canadians who previously could visit for up to 6 months without a visa are subject to the new requirement. Florida hit hard. The sour feelings that many Canadians suddenly feel, they threw a many in there, toward the U.S., are having a big impact on the property market in Florida. One of the closest warm weather states to Ontario and Quebec, Canada's most populous provinces. South Florida's residential market has for decades been reliant on the annual influx of Canadian snowbirds who either own property and pay property tax or rent for the winter months. Either way, a boost to the economy, says somebody at Moody's Analytics. First quarter is typically the peak buying season for condominiums in the region, coinciding when many snowbirds are in town, says another realtor. Since the beginning of the year, I have not received an offer from a Canadian buyer even once, and normally we would. Could it have something to do with the housing market being expensive? No. It's Trump, right? Florida's housing market is already reeling. Prospective buyers have faced rising insurance premiums, concerns over climate change. It's so hard to read this shit. And a series of devastating hurricanes in recent years. In the Tampa-St. Petersburg Clearwater region, mortgage lock volume for second homes or the number of buyers securing rates ahead of purchases fell 25% on a year-over-year basis in the first quarter of 2025. Now, with the political issue, the cost of maintaining a place here in Florida and the insurance, a lot of them decided to sell and go, said another guy. There's no incentive, none whatsoever, to come to the States anymore, said Donnie B. In other words, Donnie Anonymous, a native of Ontario who's looking to sell his two investment You got a hard life, buddy.
Yeah, so sorry. You know, vacation homes.
Yes.
All that. Oh, I feel so sorry for him.
Hard life, man. Yeah, so you came here, you bought your fucking homes. They went up 10 times. You're going to sell them and make a fortune. Then you're going to give the finger to America on the way back to your fucking country. Go fuck yourself, Donnie B. Like many snowbirds interviewed for this story, he declined to give his surname, saying he feared backlash.
Yeah.
He said he decided to sell because of the political uncertainty. The exchange rate and concern about whether Floridians would still welcome Canadians in the current climate. Honestly, who the fuck thinks like that? Are there like Floridians going, you know, if a Canadian comes down here, I'm going to say something to him? Nobody thinks like that. Nobody cares. You're white.
Yeah, how many are going to even know?
You're not.
You're Canadian.
Exactly.
Unless you advertise the fact.
Exactly. I got down here on Wednesday and I was nervous. I'm like, are people going to be pissed off? You're Donnie B, you're a fucking moron. That's why you got nervous, because there's something wrong with you. Get the fuck out of here. Other states have started seeing exodus as well. Agents in Los Angeles and Palm Springs, there you go, Elizabeth, are working with Canadian sellers who are quietly preparing to let go. In other words, I'm only going to make a million. I'm just going to let it go. I'm scared of Trump. I'm scared of Americans. They might know I'm Canadian. They might say something to me, hurt my feelings, said whoever. Some are holding back to see how things play out, but others are already shifting their sights toward places like Portugal, Mexico. You can get murdered down there nicely in Mexico. And parts of France, yes, with all the Muslims who took it over. You know, we got to go to the chat, James.
Of course.
Because we got Shameless Wise Ass in there. Okay. Bushmaster 6A had a buddy find a $2,500 set of clubs at a garage sale. Seller said, golf is the devil. You can have them for 15 bucks. Straight out of Swamped In, the Metcalf thing has all the hallmarks of a false flag psyop to start the Summer of Love Part 2. Yeah, you never know. All right. Snail Racer, get the rope. Exactly. For that nigger. Exactly. All right. Lisa's writing to Josh. Straight out of Swamped In. I went to Scottsdale before 9/11. I took two clubs, a driver and a putter taped together. The guy behind me boarding the plane said, damn, you must be good. All right.
So we got golfers tuned in.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to throw it out there. What is a niblick? Give them about 5 seconds.
I've heard of that. Yeah, I've heard of that. I can't think of it.
Yeah, I didn't either, but I wouldn't because I don't know anything about the game. But I got a magnificent film that everybody should get your hands on, and it's called Rio Rita. Get Rio Rita from 1929, but you're going to love it. Anyway, it starred, who cares who it starred? The guys that stole the show were Wheeler and Woolsey. Guys were tremendous comedians in the way they worked together. And so Wheeler is off on the side flirting around with some chick, and his wife comes walking in behind him, and Woolsey says, get out your niblick, you're in the rough. Okay, I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I figured it was a golf club. So I was at a bar a year or two later. A couple people were at the other end talking golf, and I said, pardon me, but what is a niblick? That's what they used to call a 9-iron.
Maybe I was thinking of something else. A niblick, huh? I'm sure that they know it in the chat.
But go get that film. Do yourself a favor. You're going to laugh your ass off.
I couldn't find it. Get Rio Rita?
No, it's just Rio Rita.
Ah.
Okay. Rio Rita.
God, 1929. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Rio Rita. James Stewart.
Huh?
Captain James Stewart. Yeah. Go ahead. You were saying those guys?
Florence Ziegfeld supposedly was in the barber chair in New York toward the end of his life, hot towels over his face. There were a couple other guys in the shop, and they said, hey, this guy Ziegfeld, he's all washed up. We could forget about him. He ripped those towels off his face. He sat up. He said, I'm going to have three hits on Broadway simultaneously. And by God, he did. And one was Showboat. Another one was Whoopi. And the third one was Rio Rita. Well, they were so successful that they went to Hollywood and they made movies out of them. And
wow.
But you got to get Rio Rita because of Wheeler and Woolsey. They stole the show. It's admitted that they stole the show. RKO Studio put, so we need comedy relief here. We need comedians. So we're going to get this guy Wheeler. We're going to get this guy Woolsey. And they were both headliners in their own right. On the live Broadway stage, and they put them together, and man, they really clicked. And it's one of the damnedest things I ever saw in my life. Funny man. As hell. And that's where I got the Niblick thing from.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's no trailer, so
I'm not surprised. Not surprised.
Yeah, can't do anything with it, unfortunately. Okay, here, this is so true. Josh put this up. Look at this, James. So true. It's perfect.
No kidding. No matter what he might do, they're going to come out against him.
Can you read those signs?
Yeah. Curing cancer is racist.
The one behind it?
We have, Trump hates doctors. We have the right to die from cancer. Our cancer at that. Yeah. We want our cancer back. Yeah, they would do it.
Of course they would. They're retards. Don't take away my cancer. It's unfucking. But this is how fucking retarded they are. That's perfect, Josh.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. So man. Perfect. All right. Oh, they got a picture of the front runner to become Pope.
Oh, boy.
Yes, so that was from Kristallnacht. So let's bring it up here. So it looks like this is going to be our next Pope.
Hey.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep, there he is.
Yeah, I could go for that guy. He'd be honest.
Yes.
At least.
Yes. There you go, the new Pope. All right, let's see what else we got here. Shameless Wise says, so they'll come back to Canada and vote fucking liberal, shaking my fucking head. Yep. And he didn't take any offense. Thank you. I mean, that's just stupid. I mean, I know it's just a Jews media article, but. Thank you, Thomas. Here you go. Speaking of that nasty, ugly Negro. All right. Here is.
God damn. Sometimes the truth can be brutal.
Oh, yes. Look at those little apes. Look at the motherfuckers. Look at them. Fuck, man. And we got them here. All right. Let's see what we got here. Bushmaster 6A, they'll come back next year when they have to start shoveling the driveway. Right. Josh, we pay the same amount in tariffs for imports from Canada. Exactly. It's all a joke, and they don't mention that in the article. Trump is doing eye for eye on tariffs, so if they bitch and complain, they could just lower what they charge the U.S. to theirs. Right, exactly. All right. Here you go. Let's see. Here's somebody. I don't know who it is, but this is from X, I guess, an X post says, I'm okay with as many dead kids as it takes to stop Hamas. This is the misfit patriot. So this is what he's saying. See, literally every single Palestinian can die if that's what it takes to save Israel. Wow.
Is this guy for real? Is he for real?
No, no, they're real. Yeah, these people are real. Yep.
Well, the hell with him.
Yeah, they're real. They're real, all right. They are real, my friend. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Josh, these news stories is what makes the rest of Canada think they should be scared, correct, and worried about Trump. This article only represents like four people, right? Yet that translates to all Canadians, exactly. Straight out of Swampton, Shameless Wise Ass, that is probably a kike or a retard. Either way, it gets the Leo Frank therapy. That's great. Snail Racer, let's talk to a real estate agent about people selling homes. Yeah. Shameless Wise Ass, kick them all out. Snail Racer, last time I checked, every time someone sells a home, another person buys it.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Josh, Reuters is just fear porn. Yeah, shameless, sad, but true words. I don't know what you're alluding to, but thank you. Okay, yes, look at this from Crystal Knight here, this image. It's so true and so sad what the fucking kike and the traitors in government have done to us.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Hell, yeah. You know it. The American dream. You work hard, you could do, you know, you can buy a home, you can have a car or two, and there you go. Shameless, I used to golf, didn't know that. How about that nickname for the nine driver, the nine iron. Okay, Niblick, straight out of Swampton. This is a general term for a type of iron similar to a modern nine iron or wedge. Pitching Niblick, this term refers to an 8-iron. Mashy Niblick, this is a more lofted iron, roughly equivalent to a 7-iron. I learned this from British comedy. Niblick sounds British, Josh says. All right. And let's see what else we got here. Straight out of Swampton. Trump is the enemy. Orange man. Doing anything that benefits the white man is sheer coincidence. True. Mm-hmm. Huntress says, not my pope. I'm happily popeless. And there's Mel Gibson as the pope. Crystal Knight, let's have it. I'm really hoping that is a nigger now. It will do wonders for our cause. Yeah, that's amazing. Let me see. Josh is saying something to me. Oh, he did put that video together. Yes. I remember Married with Children. I actually saw some of those episodes. So let's see if we can bring up what I was trying to bring up before we hightail it out of here. All right. Hold on. We'll go here, and yeah, it's there. That's weird. Let me bring it here and see why was that not working. Let's see. Well, it worked now. I don't know. I have no idea. Let's see what's going on in the world before we call it a day. And we've got little Marco Rubio there. All right. U.S. State Department unveils massive overhaul of agency with reduction of staffs and bureaus. That's good. Let's do away with the diplomacy and just bomb the fuck out of everybody in the world. Hegseth pulled airstrike info from secure military channel for signal posts. NBC News reports, as controversies pile up, Trump allies increasingly turn on one another. What a joke. Oh, and there's the pontiff. Pope Francis worried about greeting crowd in St. Peter's Square, but was thankful he did. Yes. Let's see. Supreme Court signals, this is good, support for Maryland parents who object to LGBTQ books in public schools. And Indian police say gunmen kill at least 20 tourists at a Kashmir resort. Isn't that nice of the gunmen? Oh, and there it is. Sharks drew crowds who swam with them off Israel's coast until one man disappeared. And there it is. He disappeared into the shark's mouth. All right. So they looked for the swimmer. They fear may have been attacked by a shark in an area that has long seen close encounters between marine predators and beachgoers. All right. And Tuesday, the beach was closed as they were looking for the man. Oh, that's too bad. Okay. That's too bad. Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear there's one less Jew in the world. Possibly. Okay. Let's see. Israel murdered 14 civilians in Gaza. All right. And not only that, but they destroyed heavy equipment needed to clear the rubble.
Of course.
How about that?
How about that last one on the right? You like this one, won't you, David?
This one?
That last blip, yeah.
Go ahead and read that, James.
Top 60 Minutes producer quits, saying he can no longer run the show as he has. The top producer at 60 Minutes said Tuesday that he is quitting the show, saying that it has become clear that he would no longer be able to run it as he has in the past. In a memo to staff members, Bill Owens said that he would not be able to make independent decisions based on what is right for the audience, according to him, of course. Having defended this show and what we stand for from every angle, over time and with everything I could, I am stepping aside so the show can move forward, he wrote in the memo, first reported by the New York Times. The show has been under attack for President Donald Trump, who sued the network for $20 billion for the way it edited its interview with Kamala Harris last fall. CBS corporate leaders have been discussing a potential settlement with Trump, which Owens and others at the show have resisted. Well, there is chalk one up for Trump. But for every one of these turds that might drop off, there's 1,000 more waiting in the wings. Can't hear you, David.
I'm sorry. I said it's great that it's continuing to implode.
Yeah, but there's 1,000 more.
Exactly. I agree, you know, 100%.
Waiting in line. But
or more.
it's having its effect.
Exactly.
It's having an effect.
And this Jew doesn't even know how to write. Like you said, network from $20 billion, and they left that word out. That. Bill Owens, that. I mean, how could you? There's no proofreaders anymore. I mean, what a joke. So that's good news, right? Oh, they're happy now. Wall Street recovers. It rallies. It's good. When it goes down, it's bad. We're sad. Oh, another airplane mishap, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow, who we got here?
Well, we got the Popester and El Paso Walmart shooting suspect pleads guilty, receives life sentences. Who cares about sports? Let's see what Hegseth is saying.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth created another signal messaging chat that included his wife and brother, where he shared similar details of a March military strike against Yemen's Houthi militants that was sent in another chain with top Trump administration officials, according to the New York Times. A person familiar with the contents and those who received the messages, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, confirmed the second chat to the Associated Press. The New York Times reported that the group included Hegseth's wife, Jennifer, who is a former Fox News producer, and his brother, Phil Hegseth, who was hired at the Pentagon. Both of them have traveled with Hegseth and attended high-level meetings. The White House and the Pentagon said that former employees were spreading false claims.
We're changing the Defense Department, putting the Pentagon back in the hands of warfighters, and anonymous smears from disgruntled former employees on old news doesn't matter.
There have been new calls for Hegseth to be ousted after details of this new chat came to light. The first chat was revealed because Jeffrey Goldberg, the Atlantic's editor-in-chief, was added to the group. The contents of that chat showed Hegseth listed weapons systems and a timeline for the attack on Iran-backed Houthis in Yemen last month.
Yeah. And now
Goldberg? They got a Goldberg in there? Was he the turd in the punch bowl?
We get Indian news reporters now. Holy shit. Divided Supreme Court finds some deadline flexibility for immigrants who agree to leave the U.S. Let's see real quick if we... Oh, by the way, is it Earth Day today?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yes. 1970, I guess, is when it first started. Earth Day. Yeah, that's terrific.
And I was moved by it then, too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. There's people are mourning the Pope. Why? Why are you crying for this guy? You don't even know him. He's just a person, for God's sakes. All right. Let's go here and back to the chat. Crystal Knight. What if they killed him on Hitler's birthday? That March, that match Easter 2. Killed the Pope? All right. Bushmaster said, good show, gents. Bushmaster gave you $5, James.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Crystal Knight, it is when our folks sacrifice something in hopes for a great summer in terms of harvest, right? Snail Racer, I suspect they burned the Pope on an altar to the devil, but who knows? Crystal Knight, why is the Easter always changing dates? When thing is not known, the birth of Jesus instead of Jesus, but his death was witnessed by so many, they say. So why does, do you have an answer to that, James?
The whole thing was on a worldwide basis, anyway, in obscurity, almost total obscurity. And then as it began to catch on and gain strength several hundred years later, even, they tried to reach back and reconstruct the whole thing. And it's a surefire bet that Jesus wasn't born December 25th.
Right.
The shepherds were out, right? So most people say it was in the autumn, maybe September, something like that, but they're not, they can't nail the date. So they thought they'd get wise and attach it to Sol Invictus, which was a big holiday in the Roman Empire. And there was a lot of that that went on for centuries to come. They'd attach a Christian holiday to a pagan holiday, build a Christian church on a pagan site. And it was an ongoing thing. It was just ongoing. But it's hell to try to reach back when things are so obscure. You know,
yeah.
We have a hard enough time today, but back
exactly.
Then it was almost an impossibility.
Exactly. And this might be the answer to the question. Why does Easter change every year? Its date changes every year because it's determined by the lunar calendar and the spring equinox,
right?
Not a fixed date like Christmas.
Somebody explained that to me most recently.
Right.
It was rather a complicated thing.
Yeah.
And of course, the Easter egg, the Easter bunny, these things are pagan. There's nothing wrong with them. It's a white pagan tradition. Nothing wrong with it. But they attached Easter to that. Or maybe they just coincided. I don't know.
Right. Easter Sunday. Yeah,
fertility and rebirth.
Right. Yeah. Easter Sunday is celebrated on the first Sunday after the Paschal full moon, which is the first full moon on or after the spring equinox. So there you go. So the first Sunday after the first full moon after or on the spring equinox. Because the lunar calendar and the solar calendar don't perfectly align, this can cause the date to fall on different Sundays each year, typically between March 22 and April 25. There you go. And a happy Easter to all of you out there. And we didn't get a chance to watch any videos or anything, but we did have a little bit of fun, I thought. We still have some stories to cover that we had not covered yet. But we'll get them next time. I mean, hell, it's only Tuesday. We got another show coming up. So.
And we got 50 minutes yet to go.
Oh, you want to do 3 hours?
I thought we were doing 3 hours.
Ah, well,
yeah, but it's up to you.
Well, let's find out. Okay. Because Krishna is always after the first full moon of the spring. Yep, there you go. Pagans, LOL. Spy Hunter, or astronomy, rather. Spy Hunter, only Catholics do this, though, and Catholics aren't Christians. I don't know. Are Catholics Christians?
Well, you know, I married a Polish girl. Super Catholic, the whole country is. Our best friend over there was the parish priest, a fantastic guy. And it was kind of funny. We would travel around the area with this fine fella. And every town we came into, large or small, we would visit the cathedral, the church. In many cases, they were formerly Lutheran because this had been former German territory, but they're Catholic now. Because he had somebody in there that he had gone through seminary with, right? Going to go pay a visit. So we would stop. Oh, God, I saw a lot of history. Some of these beautiful cathedrals. And, you know, I'd walk in with my wife, and she'd head for the holy water and the whole. And at one point, after considerable bit of this, she turned and said to me, "Hey, what's wrong with you? Why don't you get with the program here?" And I said, "Well, I'm Protestant." And she about had a stroke, about dropped dead right on the spot, you know. And she, "Oh, you're the people that would chase down priests and kill them." I said, "No, we haven't done that since Henry VIII." But like I said to our friend here, I think yesterday morning or yesterday sometime, I said, all these denominations and all these churches, they're divided by their own little weirdisms, which essentially mean nothing, but they're united by that one great error that means everything, in that they worship Jews. And that they, if some nigger chooses to believe the way you do, why, he's good to go for a marriage or anything else, see? They're united by that crap. So that's the way I look at that.
We're all equal.
We're all equal. Yeah.
Let me see if we missed anything here, James. We had a lot of chats today. We saw Granny. No, we didn't. We got everything, I think. If we missed anything, let us know, and we'll make sure. Josh, who says? Wait, Lisa says, Catholics aren't Christians. Ignorant, moronic statement. Josh says, Catholics are devil worshipers and don't even know. Hunter says, Catholics kill Protestants. That's why you don't talk religion, right?
You try not to talk religion because you just can't win.
No. You know, I mean, if you look at church, you know, as kind of like, you know, a brotherhood. I grew up in a Baptist church and a beautiful church and beautiful people and just regular down-to-earth people. I have nothing but fond memories of church.
It's fellowship.
Yeah.
People need fellowship.
Yep.
And the communists know this better than anyone. And so they slip these son of a bitches in there. And how easy is it to put on a funny hat or a robe or get up there and praise God? You know, people are largely unthinking, but there's very little thought behind needing fellowship.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It was great. I started going to church when I was 3. Went for 12 years. It was wonderful. Okay. Let's see what else here. Oh, no. Josh says, practicing cannibalism, eating the body and drinking the blood. We did it, too. You know, they passed around the little chunks of white bread and grape juice. So,
I was only ever interested in truth, wisdom, and understanding, not symbology.
Exactly.
Or dogma.
Yes. Yes. Joker, great show as usual. Thank you. Do you folks want us to continue, or do you want us to turn the on-the-air sign off? It's up to you all. We got a good crowd in here right now, so tell us what to do.
45 minutes to go. I think we could do it.
Okay.
Easily.
All right. Then let's bring up these stories that I've been holding and was not able to get to, okay? So let's go here. And we'll do this one first. Okay, and here we go. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I believe that's in California, but I could be wrong. Let's see. Ninth Circuit rules in favor of professor punished, and this is in March, this is last month, punished for criticizing college for lowering academic standards.
Yeah, how about that? Now, that might be a little confusing to a lot of people. But you got to lower those standards so that the niggers don't look quite so bad.
Exactly.
And you know, they were talking about the Pope, the dead Pope, the other day, and all the great things he had done for the church. But their language was about as up in the air as that. But he basically lowered the church's standards.
Oh, yes.
And then I jumped in. Yeah, to conform with a sinking, dying society.
Exactly. Communist.
Yeah.
This is an attorney. I guess that's the teacher, the plaintiff. And those are the two Jewish attorneys. So let's see what it says. Yep, San Francisco. Yep, so it was the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California. Last month, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled in favor of Lars Jensen, a math professor, unconstitutionally punished for criticizing what he believed was his college's decision to water down its math standards, like you said, James, for the Negroes, of course, because they can't add. Reversing a federal district court, the Ninth Circuit held Jensen suffered wrongful dismissal of his claims against Truckee Meadows Community College in Reno, Nevada, and that he should have his day in court to prove college administrators violated his First Amendment rights. The court also held Jensen's right to speak about the math standards was so clearly established that the administrators were not entitled to dismissal on qualified immunity grounds. So they tried to get the suit dismissed. So we can go forward. Decision's a major victory for the free speech rights of academics. Dot, dot, dot. Dispute began in 2020 when the teacher planned to comment at a conference about what he perceived to be diminishing academic standards at the college. After administrators prohibited Jensen from sharing his views at a Q&A session, he printed out his planned comments, critiquing the college for allowing for, quote, a student graduating from college, close quote, while only being, open quote, ready for middle school math, close quote, and handed them out to his colleagues during the break. The dean told Jensen not to circulate his flyers during the break, but he continued to do so without interrupting the session. The dean accused Jensen of disobeying her and warned him he had made an error defying her. Following through on her veiled threats, the dean sent Jensen an official reprimand. Over the next two performance reviews, Jensen's department chair suggested he receive an excellent rating, but the dean retaliated by giving him unsatisfactory ratings for insubordination. As a result, Jensen automatically had to undergo review for possible termination. College's actions tarnished my reputation and chilled my speech. The Ninth Circuit's decision vindicates my First Amendment rights and allowed me to have my day in court. There you go.
Yeah, well, these liberal types, they're real liberal unless you buck up against them. Yep. Then they're not liberal anymore.
Correct.
Then it's insubordination. That's not a liberalistic term.
Correct.
Unless you buck up against them.
Yes. We got another beauty. Ready for this nonsense? What are they, like, cutting the weeds out there by you, James?
Yeah, well, or something. Or right. Something.
Okay. Charges dropped against Tennessee woman cited for using skeletons in Christmas decorations.
Beats me.
After Germantown, Tennessee tried to censor her skeleton display, this group, FIRE, represented Alexis Luttrell pro bono.
Oh, no. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, and there's skeleton.
I sure don't get it.
Well, let's find out. Less than a month after the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression filed a First Amendment lawsuit against Germantown, Tennessee, the city has voluntarily dismissed charges against its resident for keeping skeletons in her yard after Halloween. How dare you? We are thrilled.
I've seen that around here. They got a new thing out here recently. Huge skeletons. 10 feet tall, 15 feet tall.
Oh, you mean for Halloween?
Yeah, but yeah. Many of them have been left up. They're still up.
Probably to protest Trump for some reason.
I don't know, but...
Wow. Or they're just too lazy to take him down.
I think that's more like it.
Yeah. We are thrilled that Alexis will no longer have to stand trial because government officials disapproved of her decorative skeletons. Punishing Alexis for her choice of expressing holiday cheer would have been a bone-chilling restriction on her First Amendment rights. That's weird. So she that's set weird. Up a decorative skeleton and skeleton dog in her front yard to celebrate Halloween last year and then redress them for Election Day and Christmas as well. But in December, a Germantown code officer left a notice that she had violated an ordinance 11-33, which says that yard decorations shall not be installed or placed more than 45 days before the date of the holiday and must be removed within 30 days following the date of the holiday. I mean, you got to have ordinances, right?
I suppose. And the other thing is, you know, I still see Christmas decorations up.
Yes.
I do. And I like Christmas decorations. I think they're beautiful. But if you leave them up year-round, they're going to lose their special feeling and nature.
I agree.
That's the only thing. So
yeah.
Put them up. I put my stuff up. I put my Halloween stuff up 1st of October. Comes down immediately after Halloween.
November 1.
Thanksgiving stuff comes up. Goes down. December 1st. Up comes the Christmas stuff. Down it goes New Year's Day. And I just do that by the clock.
Makes sense. Let's see what else they're saying here about this. Okay. On January 6th, she received a citation from the Memphis suburb saying she was still in violation. She would have to appear before a local judge. If found guilty, she would have been subject to fines and a court order prohibiting skeletons in her holiday displays. All this violated her First Amendment rights. Americans have the right to put up skeletal decorations in September, October, November, December, whenever they want. And by refusing to acknowledge her Christmas-themed skeletons as Christmas decorations, the city engaged in viewpoint discrimination by enforcing an arbitrary and narrow idea of the right way to celebrate Christmas. There you go.
Well, there is such a thing as tradition.
Yeah.
And exactly. If you lose your traditions, you know, you start to lose everything.
That's right. And that's the plan. Okay, let's see what else we got here.
Well, I'm going to go shut that window. How about that?
Okay, sure.
You carry on. I'll be back in a
shake
of a lamb's tail.
All righty then.
Boy, it's not much better.
That didn't help.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Right.
But believe me, it's not a weed whacker.
Well, maybe it's a blower.
Street out there.
It's probably a blower. They're blowing something, blowing dirt or leaves or something. Now, the double-edged sword of organizations such as this, FIRE, right, is that they're going to uphold or they're going to fight for stuff like this. And this was less than a month ago. Federal court blocks Texas A&M's unconstitutional drag ban.
Well, that's a victory for the fags.
Exactly. Federal judge in Houston today upheld the First Amendment rights of a Texas A&M student group by blocking an attempt by officials to prohibit the group's upcoming drag show on the College Station campus. James, can you read this next paragraph, please?
Which one? In her ruling?
Yes.
All right. In her ruling, Judge Lee H. Rosenthal, how about that, of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas held that a student organization the Texas A&M Queer Empowerment Council was likely to succeed in showing the drag ban violated the First Amendment. The court held that drag is theatrical expression protected by the First Amendment, and that the university's justifications for prohibiting the student-funded, student-organized Draggyland performance fell short. Draggyland will now take place as planned on Thursday evening. Some victory.
Judge Rosenthal.
Yeah, how about that anyway? Hey, yeah. this is kind of in line. You know, I told you before we went on air that I was over at Auraria campus here, just a few blocks away from me yesterday. My first time to really walk the place. I was there for a purpose, which has nothing to do with this, but I was walking the place. I commented to our friend yesterday evening after I had gotten back. I guess I'm thinking in terms of the old days of college campuses where you're going to see professors running around in black robes and caps, right? No, but I wasn't too surprised. I was pretty underwhelmed at what I saw. A lot of non-whites, a lot of weirdos. But when it came down to caps and gowns, there were some heavy-set old white guy with a white beard wearing a flowing party gown. Okay, and hey, well, there you have it. But that's Denver for you, but that's a lot of other places for you too.
And I haven't forgot about that. I'm going to look that up, James. You were talking about some court ruling in Colorado, right?
Well, I was talking to a gal in Maryland, and she said, boy, that governor you have out there, he's really going whole hog, trying to take your guns away, protect these so-called immigrants and everything. Yeah, well, he's a Jew and he's a queer, both.
Unbelievable.
What do you expect?
Unbelievable. Okay, let's go here. And we got that. We did that.
Oh, the ruling on, that 1798 law. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That get them the hell out of here. Yeah.
Yes. Let's take a look at that. Okay, let's do a little search here. All righty then. And there's a spirited debate in the chat, which we're not going to get in the middle of, on religion. So have at it, chatsters. Have at it. All right, so let's go here and here. And this is Colorado Court, and that's the Alien Enemies Act, right?
Right.
All righty then. Yes. Here it is, 19 hours ago. Ah, Denver, 8 hours ago. Let's get it the updated one, okay?
Sure.
All righty then. And here it is. Survey says. All right. You have the honors, my friend.
Federal judge in Colorado hears arguments on a request to halt deportations under Alien Enemies Act. District Court Judge Charlotte N. Sweeney said she would issue a ruling within the next 24 hours. Well, I guess it hasn't happened yet.
Here you go.
Okay, I don't think we're going to be surprised.
Expected to rule this week on whether or not to... See, this is the issue. Why should a district court judge have the power, right, to do this? They shouldn't.
Right. Oh. Well, that'll give Trump and his people a beautiful opening.
Yeah, exactly. And Charlotte temporarily blocked the deportations following a request by the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, on behalf of two Venezuelan men being held in Aurora, who feared they would be falsely accused of belonging to the gang Tren de Aragua, which means the Aragua train. That's that gang. Trump has contended the gang is invading the United States, but his critics have said he's using the gang as a pretext for an overhyped anti-immigrant narrative.
Well, I told you, I think, on the program some time back, we had had a lady managing our buildings from El Salvador.
Yes, and she was right? Cool.
And she just said to me, very cool, she was a friend and an ally, said to me, well, yeah, those people are here. And this was, we're going back 6-8 years. Those people are here. They're here now. And they're animals. That's what she said to me.
Yep. Yep. Look, there's good people and bad people everywhere, right? No matter what they are. So, yeah, you're going to get very conservative Latin types, for sure. Family-oriented. So, let me... Boy, they're still going out there, huh? Whole lot.
They're going, I don't know, it's a sewer or some damn thing. They got the street blocked off. Somebody's out there wearing day glow.
They're going whole lot.
That's going to be, they got a porta potty set up. That's a bad sign. Anyway, that's going to be an all day affair. You know what we call porta potties out here, don't you? Mexican
no.
Space shuttles.
That's good. Oh, shit. Yep. There you go. Let's see this video, see if it says anything that we should know, if it even plays. It's spinning. That's called buffering.
A federal judge.
All right. Let's bring it up here. Let's put up the volume. There's your Denver news, James.
Okay. Denver will soon decide whether to file a restraining order to stop the White House from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport non-citizens. Under this 18th century law, some immigrants have been deported to a maximum security gang prison in El Salvador, accused of being members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua.
The lawyers for two men in ICE custody in Denver claim it's happening without due process. The judge ordered a halt on the controversial deportations last week.
Denver 7's Christian Lopez was at the hearing that could determine if those deportations are allowed to resume and shares the arguments that were made to the judge.
A judge heard arguments from both sides of the issue at this federal courthouse in Denver Monday morning. The legal director for the ACLU telling us so far 11 people who were detained by ICE in Colorado have been sent to El Salvador, and he is fighting to prevent the federal government from continuing to deport people without due process.
They tried to remove people with hours notice and ship them out before a court. Could question that.
Tim McDonald with the ACLU of Colorado is representing two men who are currently in ICE custody in Aurora. The men claim they are being unfairly linked to the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. Last week, U.S. federal judge Charlotte Sweeney temporarily blocked the removal of non-citizens who may be subject to removal under the Alien Enemies Act that President Donald Trump invoked last month. The act has been used to send immigrants to the notorious Centro de Confinamiento de Terrorismo prison in El Salvador.
And they're trying to use it in a way that is unconstitutional and illegal.
McDonald said there are currently around 100 people at Aurora's ICE processing center who are at risk at being sent to the El Salvador prison without proper legal proceedings. Pablo Acosta, an immigrant from Honduras, says he's worried for his wife, who's been detained at GEO for the past several months.
Eso es lo que a nosotros nos preocupa, de que en algún momento a ella la deporten, la manden a El Salvador, y nosotros como familia...
You're here illegally, asshole.
During the hearing Monday, the government's attorney, Michael Velchek, argued that both plaintiffs in the case are not detained under the Alien Enemies Act. He said there is no plan by the agency to remove them from the country under that act. He also said the court does not have jurisdiction in this case if they are detained under the act in the future. During a recent interview, Border Czar and former acting director for ICE, Tom Homan, said immigrants who are removed under the Alien Enemies Act have less due process, but argued that the Trump administration is following the laws of the Constitution.
I'm not a constitutional scholar. I'm not going to argue this in court. That's what the Department of Justice does. But I'm sitting here today think we've done the right thing for this nation.
If they can do it to Venezuelans, they can do it to American citizens.
Denver 7 reached out to the Department of Justice and ICE. Both declined to comment on Monday's hearing.
McDonald says now that the judge has heard all arguments, he is expecting that we'll get a decision in a couple of days. Reporting in Denver, I'm Christian Lopez, Denver 7.
And taking a closer look at the legal pushback the Trump administration's facing. Now, more than 1,000 international students, including some here in Colorado, are now suing the administration after having their visas revoked. It's part of sweeping lawsuits, two of them, in fact. The Trump administration says it revoked the visas because of various alleged defenses. We talked with the attorney representing six international students in Colorado who say the revocation of the visas is unlawful.
Some of them are so afraid of going to class and that they might be arrested by ICE that they are...
James, help me here, all right? Listen, they're here illegally, right?
And they got their rights, man.
How do they get rights?
Yeah, in their own mind, or they've been coached by communist agitators.
Right.
Like these fucking white assholes we just saw.
Holy fuck. That
bitch judge, another, that's what we need more of, more smiling faces like that.
Holy fuck.
They couldn't do it for themselves. It has to be traitors on the inside.
Exactly. Let me just say that Spy Hunter mentioned earlier, he's been to Germantown, Tennessee. It's actually a nice suburb. Yeah, I'm sure it is. Tennessee's a beautiful state. I can't tell you how many hours, how many days, how many phone calls I've made trying to find lawyers over the years, decades, for our side, for guys on our side.
Yeah.
None of these motherfuckers will take it. But
I know what you mean.
Yeah, a terrorist?
Yep.
They're all jumping up to fucking save them.
Yep.
Fuck you, First Amendment. You don't give a shit about the First Amendment.
No, it's screw this place up as fast as you can.
Exactly. You can't find a lawyer to represent one of our guys. And if you do, sometimes those lawyers even fuck our side. So, and it's happened. It's unbelievable. It didn't used to be this bad, obviously, because I was able in the past to find lawyers easier than now, but now it's almost impossible.
Yeah. We're outlaws.
Yep.
Meaning we don't have the protection of the law.
No. Maybe if we became terrorists, we'd get a lawyer.
Not coming from our side.
Right.
No.
Right.
Which is exactly why I stress again, don't step outside the law. Don't do it. Because you're gonna come up screwed.
Exactly. It's unbelievable. They're like dying to represent these terrorists. These asshole Democrats are flying down to this country, El Salvador, to meet with the terrorists.
One asshole.
Holy fuck.
But of course, that would, throw the gate open for more assholes.
Yes, of course.
I don't know if I told you about that situation Commander Rockwell had in Chicago. If I did, stop me. But it was during the Cicero March, the Great White March, and the sheriff of Cook County, the bastard, said, "I will arrest that man on sight." And somebody said, "On what charge?" And the fucking sheriff said, "I'll think of something." This is in the media, okay? So Rockwell concludes the march successfully. Then he goes to see the fucking sheriff, and he is arrested on sight. Disturbing the peace, I think it was. Okay, now he's got to face these charges or face a 6-month jail sentence in a terrible place full of niggers. And he gets this court-appointed attorney, Paul Knott, K-N-O-T-T was the name, presents the case, gets up in front of the jury, and says, "Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I request that you find my client guilty." That is no shit.
I'm not surprised in the least.
That is no shit.
Nope.
It doesn't get much worse than that.
No.
But Rockwell, of course, had a bail bondsman standing by just in case. And he was still under that damn thing when he died. That it was never settled.
Wow. No surprise. No surprise.
And so now we're talking almost 60 years ago. In fact, we are. We're talking 59 years ago when this happened. So, yeah, like I say, it doesn't get much worse than that.
No. No, it doesn't. Now they just refuse to represent anybody. It doesn't matter if you have enough money. They just refuse to. Oh, this is how bad it's gotten.
Well, I had a situation when I broke free of the damn system here back in 99 and down in Pueblo where I had been while I was on parole. The dirty son of a bitch and parole officer, we had made assholes out of them 8 months before. Now they were out for revenge. So I hadn't done anything before and I hadn't done anything this time, but there is such a thing as a setup. And I was set up. And the dirty son of a bitch. Well, of course, these newspapers, what do they know except what some bastard goes and tells them? Well, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other thing. I'm on the internet enticing minors. I was never on the internet until you and I
right
colluded on this show. There's a hell of
yep.
a word.
Yep.
And things like that. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And it's libel. And I show it to a good fellow up here was with Westward, who loved to expose the hell out of the system, make assholes out of them. They feared that guy. I showed it to him. He said, this is the most irresponsible piece of journalism I have ever seen. And I took it to the fellow who got me off that parole hold, a good man here locally, a brilliant man. And he said, there's a lawsuit there. It should be good for a minimum of $40,000. I said, would you take me up on it? I'll give you half. I'll give you two thirds. I don't care. No, I don't want to because that's down in Pueblo and I'd have to make that drive. And well, he did make the drive on the parole hold and only got out of that deal with $600. Okay. So I took, to make a long story short, nobody would touch that case. It was a slam dunk.
Yep.
A slam dunk. Yep. And nobody would take it.
What year was that?
That was 99.
99.
Slam dunk, pure libel, all bullshit.
They fall in line. They fall in line. Yep. They do what their masters tell them to do. And they don't even think about justice. They don't even think this is wrong.
A law office in Pueblo, Concilia Law, and I talked to them. Oh, no, we are not going to do anything that might challenge or harm that fellow who owns and or operates the Pueblo Chieftain newspaper that printed that story. Doesn't matter if it's pure lies. We're not going to bother the man because he's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
So yep. I know a little bit about that stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know a lot about it. You know, you were doing it decades before, for example, I was, and it's just mind numbing to me that, you know, their job is to represent people who are looking for justice and they just will not do it.
No, there's no justice out there. None.
No.
I could tell you stories all day and all night.
You better. Fishing with Hitler says we are considered worse than terrorists, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Obviously.
Yeah, we're not only criminalized, we're demonized.
Yes. Yes. And by the way, Thomas said to carry on. When I asked, should we keep going? So he said, carry on, gentlemen. And we are.
That series of British comedies from the 50s and into the 60s called Carry On. Carry On Captain, Carry On Doctor, Carry On Nurse. You got to like that British dry sense of humor. They would get a little bit edgy with the double entendres and things like sexual innuendo and shit like that. But Carry on. Yeah, we're carrying on.
Carry on.
Carry on cruising.
Yes. Boy, they're still going after the religion topic there, so we're just going to steer clear of that.
What are they saying?
We would need another show.
Yeah.
For that.
Well, we got another show coming up.
Yeah, right.
But I'll tell you one from Northern Ireland. A guy was driving through the countryside of Northern Ireland. A couple of guys with masks and guns jumped out of the shrubbery, stopped the car, got the guns on him. They say, Protestant or Catholic? And he thinks for a second, and he says, atheist. And then they look at each other, and they think for a second, and they say, Protestant atheist or Catholic atheist?
Oh, jeez. Neither. Atheist. Yeah. There you go. Ethno-nationalist put up a nice image. Let's take a look at it.
Oh, here we go. And you know what? That ain't very far off.
Right.
That ain't very far off.
That's why they had to kill him.
I think the hair would have been lighter. The beard was forked. They know that. He had a forked beard. It was a little longer than that. The hair would have been lighter, but that's about it.
Yep.
But in all truth, Hitler's hair was lighter than that. It was a chestnut leaning toward reddish.
Right.
Photograph dark. But this to me is no joke here.
Yep. Yep. That's why they had to kill him. That's why they demonize him today. All right. Let's go here. And we're going to go here and here. And we did that. We looked at that. Let's see. Oh, by the way, there's some breaking news. I don't know how true it is. But Minnesota introduced a bill to classify mRNA injections as biological weapons of mass destruction. And Attorney General Pam Bondi referred Andrew Cuomo, I guess that's the former New York governor who resigned in disgrace, referred him for criminal prosecution over allegations he lied to Congress during the select subcommittee's investigation into New York's COVID-19 nursing home tragedy. How about that? Let's see what else we got here. All right. JP Morgan analysts predict that gold prices could climb to $4,000 per ounce.
Jeez, God.
Driven by geopolitical tensions, economic uncertainty, and strong investor demand for safe haven assets. The forecast follows gold's recent surge past $3,490, reaching all-time highs. All right, let's see what else we got here. A leading U.S. neuroscientist and military advisor confirms the credibility of reports indicating directed energy weapon attacks have occurred on U.S. soil and targeted American personnel overseas. They're not saying done by the U.S. government, but they're just saying that they've been done. Another breaking news piece. Putin has offered to end the war in Ukraine in order to negotiate a peace deal with Trump.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah. It could happen. Let's see what else we got here. Look at this joke. Look at this. We haven't looked at this site for a little bit, but it's got some good Jew news. And here you go. Trump appoints Mark Levin.
Oh, yeah.
To Homeland Security Advisory Council.
Yeah, man.
I mean, why do we need another Jew? Right? Unbelievable. Yeah, that's when he picked that. Here you go. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Old Jig Chimpson.
Yes, that's good. That's good. The Israel Lobby Group. Stand with us. No thanks. On Tuesday, shared a new feature-length film hyping campus anti-Semitism as a five-alarm fire that can only be fixed with censorship and laws against anti-Semitism.
Huh, how about that? Censorship and laws against. Wow. Yes.
What about the First Amendment, Kites?
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah, that doesn't matter anymore, I guess. Yeah.
You need to examine, you know, what's truth and what's lies.
Yeah, you're not
but
allowed.
But they can't stand the investigation.
Yes, of course.
So they got to outlaw it.
Yes, exactly. That's why they hate the First Amendment. Boy, these guys are still going strong.
Damn.
Oh, well, boy.
Nothing like nothing like religion to get them going.
No, look at this beauty here. This is another older story that we didn't get a chance to get into. Here you go. UN judge guilty of forcing woman to work as a slave.
Oh, looky there. So is that the woman or is that the judge?
I think that might be the judge.
Oh, my God.
That's body camera footage showed Mugambi telling police, I even have immunity as they arrest her. Let's watch.
Oh, I'll be damned.
So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to now arrest you on suspicion of keeping somebody in slavery and servitude under the Modern Slavery Act. So you don't have to say anything, but it may harm your defence. If you do not mention my question, something which led you on in court, anything you do say may be used as evidence. All right? Sorry?
I am a judge in my country. I even have immunity. I am not a criminal.
You've got immunity in this country?
Yes. I have a diplomatic passport.
You're a diplomat?
Yes.
So we'll need to see that then?
Yes.
And then we'll need to speak to the embassy if you are a diplomat.
I came here as a student. I don't need her to work for me. I didn't come with her. She asked me because she has worked at my home before. She asked me.
So.
Yeah, sure.
And that's a judge.
That's a judge. United Nations judge. Convicted of forcing a young woman to work as a slave. You didn't hear this in the Jews media, right?
No.
Yep. She took advantage of her status over her victim by preventing her from holding down steady employment while forcing her to work as her maid and provide childcare for free. So this is she's also a high court judge in Uganda. Found guilty, sentenced on May 2nd. Oh, we got to see what happens next week, right? Well, they still practice slavery in the dark continent.
She'll probably get a pat on the fanny.
Yeah. 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 You can pat her fanny. I'm not
going to pass. I pass.
Yeah. Sheet. All right. Let's see what we got here. You know that that DNA testing company 23andMe, have you heard of them?
No.
Well, anyway, they take some of your bodily fluids, and they tell you where you're from. Supposedly, it's Jewish magic.
Yeah, but,
yeah. 23andMe files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy as co-founder and CEO Wojcicki resigns. I thought that lady died. No shit. So this lady resigns. It's a Jew, I'm sure. And she founded 23andMe nearly two decades ago. So something's happening there that, there are some scandals that, here it is, 23andMe's bankruptcy follows months of turmoil, promising to revolutionize the future of genetics and healthcare. The company became known for its saliva-based DNA testing kits, purchased by millions of Goyim, eager to learn more about their ancestry, and later dive further into health research and drug development. But recent years have been far from smooth sailing for 23andMe. Last September, all its independent directors resigned. In a rare move following acquisition negotiations, the company then announced in November would lay off 40% of its workforce, more than 200, and discontinue its therapeutics division. So this is a Jewish con job, and it's probably going tits up.
Yeah, I guess I had heard about that, and, yes. And people would get results back.
Correct.
And they could be as white as the driven snow.
Yes.
But yet it would say you got a great grandmother from Uganda.
Or exactly.
Like that.
And it's the judge from Uganda.
And not only that, yeah, you can be right. proud of the fact you got a judge in your ancestry.
There. A slave owning judge.
Right.
All right, check this out. The people in the chat will like this. Michigan priest has license revoked after imitating Musk's gesture at pro-life summit.
And that was what, the high sign, or what was that?
That's right. Well, the Zig Heil, right. Michigan priest had his license rescinded by the Anglican Catholic Church after imitating a cross-body gesture that Musk made, which same critics, same or some, characterized as a fascist salute. What's wrong with a fascist salute? Is there something wrong with that?
Well, you know, we delved into that, didn't we?
Yes.
The history of that, and had a name. Even over here, it was widely used for a long time. And you know what? I can't remember what it was called then.
Bellamy. The Bellamy salute.
Bellamy, right. But they're all hung up on fascism.
Yeah, well, the Jews media tells them to be. The priest, Calvin Robinson, attended the National Pro-Life Summit in D.C. in January. Toward the end of his remarks, he mimicked Musk's salute, which made the rounds online.
So and now let me get this straight. Yeah. This guy was in support of Musk. He was in support of pro-life. And he gave the fascist salute, and some bastards, the Anglican Catholic Church, came down on him.
Exactly.
Sounds about right.
Yes, they said license in this church has been revoked and condemned Nazi ideology and anti-Semitism in all its forms.
Yeah, well, now this guy needs to go off and do his own thing.
Exactly. But will he?
Now, will he?
We'll find out. We believe that those who mimic the Nazi salute even as a joke or an attempt to troll their opponents trivialize the horror of the Holocaust and diminish the sacrifice of those who fought against its perpetrators.
Yeah, well,
fuck you. Yeah,
full of shit.
Exactly. Go fuck yourself. Fuck your Holocaust. Fuck yourself. Fuck all that shit. Okay, let's go to the chat, and we are going to wrap it up, right? Because
well,
it's closing time.
It's about that time.
Yes. YouTube, that YouTube Wojcicki is dead. That's a different one, Josh says. Okay. Let's see what we got. You guys still talking about religion? Okay. All right. She died from the COVID shot. Good. Excellent. I was thinking of Susan of YouTube CEO. Right. Well, she's dead. Good. Good riddance. I think that's about it. We did it. You know, we got a great crowd and great comments. And sorry we didn't. I mean, if we would have got involved in that religion stuff, that would have taken a long time. There's a lot of stuff there. And,
well, maybe we'll hear about it in 2 days' time. Maybe they'll have it all sorted out.
Maybe. How did that happen? Something happened that came up. Religion. I can't remember how the topic was preached.
Yeah, you know, the Catholicism and Protestantism.
Right, but what were we talking about that?
Oh, hell.
Do you remember? No. I don't either. Yeah. Well, that's okay. That's all right. Let's see what's happening. All right. Last thing, RFK Jr. has officially announced, effective at 4 p.m. Eastern time today, which is right now, I'm sorry, in an hour from now, artificial dyes will be banned from all food products in the United States.
Okay. Now, if he could just get all the niggers out of the United States, he'd have something.
Yeah.
But we're starting with artificial dyes.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Claxon SS, you have to have a license to be a priest. What about separation of church and state? Must have something to do with Social Security. Yeah. Ethno-nationalist, great stream, brothers and sisters, 1480/. And that's a great way to end the show. James, final words for...
No, but it's been another good show, and I can't wait to see how this religious argument comes out.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to place any bets.
Right. But... Yeah. Yeah. No. No. Nope. Can't talk about religion and politics, they say. And I think they are right. But at any rate, you and I have to do something. Are we doing it later today or tomorrow or...
I got to get with the mastermind because they haven't yet appeared, and I got to find out what the hell's up with that.
Give me a call.
Today, tomorrow, but very soon.
Sounds good, my friend. Always great to see you. Great to see all of you out there.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. We'll see you on Thursday.
Righto.
That is April 24th.
Righto.
See you then.